Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grant Jackson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Grant Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting seventh. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive towards first. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Phillips moves to second. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Phillips moves to third. Corrales moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Cubs. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Corrales moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Burdett now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Corrales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the mound. Burdette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ellsworth for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Lou Burdette. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Sorrell moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sorrell moves to third. Callison moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sorrell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Corrales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine moves to third. Wes Covington pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Wagner now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callison strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landrum. Allen reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Alex Johnson. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. There goes Stewart. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. John Briggs pinch hits for Adolfo Phillips. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Krug drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Briggs out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. John Briggs now playing center field. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Herrenstein pinch hits for Pat Corrales. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wine moves to third. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Gary Wagner. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wine scores. Two outs. It's Phillies, 5, Cubs, 5. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-3 in the game. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Doug Clemens now playing left field. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.